Mission Network News, one-minute version, Friday, May 6, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Many lives are in ruins in Indonesia. In Nias Island's earthquake zone, the crumbling buildings are a reflection of the people. Despair is taking hold now, but there are some groups combating it with the hope of Jesus Christ. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says they're partnering with missionaries on the ground. Many of these team members have purchased Bibles and are giving them to churches and pastors. As a result, many of their communities have come to Christ. And Christian Resources International says a lack of funds created a year's backlog of material requests. CRI's Fred Palmerton says it takes $15 to send a packet out to a waiting church leader. They're just now filling requests made last June. The goal is to provide missionaries and church leaders in impoverished countries resources for outreach that they may not otherwise have access to. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Want more information on these and other stories? Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.